This is a WUKY News in-depth report.
Saturday's University of Kentucky versus University of Louisville Final Four matchup represents a significant milestone in the spirited and sporadic history of the two schools' rivalry. Sporadic because from 1959 to 1983, UK and U of L did not play each other. That all changed with the 1983 NCAA tournament. Earlier this week, we had a chance to talk about the so-called dream game and all things cats and cards with Billy Reed, a former Louisville Courier-Journal and Lexington Herald-Leader sports columnist. When I ask you to give a specific memory of UK versus U of L, what comes to mind?
Well, I don't think anything will ever really top the 1983 dream game in Knoxville. It was the first time they had played each other for 25 years, and there was a berth in the Final Four on the line, and that was just one of those really special times in Kentucky sports history.
What do you remember about that game?
I remember it being a very closely fought game, very well played game. In the overtime, though, Kentucky couldn't stop Louisville. Louisville's defense just took over in overtime. I remember the singing of my old Kentucky home for the first time ever, the blue and the red joining, singing a state song, and that was pretty touching.
And then after that, we had another showdown in 84 in the NCAAs. Talk about that rematch.
Well, actually, when Kentucky lost that game in Knoxville to Louisville, Dr. Singletary, who was the UK president at that time, realized that UK was losing the PR battle pretty badly, and he just said it was finally time to schedule a regular season series with Louisville, which Cliff Hagan, the athletics director, did. So the teams played for the first time in the regular season in late November, early December of that following year, the 83-84 season. Kentucky won very convincingly. I remember Sam Bowie had a big game. And then, doggone if they didn't play again in the NCAA tournament the following March. So after not playing at all for 25 years, they played three times within the space of a year. And the 84 regional tournament was held at Rupp Arena. Kentucky won that game. And they had such an advantage, though. That's what led the NCAA to put in the rule about no team can play a tournament game on its own floor.
So it was out of that that experience why we have an extra thick rule book from the NCAA.
Well, that certainly added to it, and you know, basically that I think that's a good rule, except I really don't like just the way the NCAA now ships teams around the country willy-nilly. And you know, it seemed to me like the tournament was more interesting and made more sense when teams were assigned to regions more on a geographical basis.
Now, Billy, when we talk about UK versus U of L, and obviously there is passion amongst both fan bases, do you think that passion was fueled because Kentucky and Louisville didn't play from 59 to 83?
Well, it was in the beginning, but I think since then it's kind of gone in different directions. I think that Kentucky people seem to see Louisville as trying to take something away from them, their preeminence in the state, and I think Louisville people have come to resent the fact that some in Kentucky still treat them as his little brother, and then when Rick Pitino took the Louisville job, that just really took it to a new level, and a lot of that feeling, unfortunately, I think, has carried over to today.
Obviously, we have to ask your prediction. What do you think is going to happen when the cats and cards tangle on Saturday night?
Well, I think Kentucky's the best team in the country. They have the most talent. They played the best basketball. I think that they're going to win the game. It won't be easy, though, because I think Louisville's defense the defense tends to break teams down and make them look bad. And Louisville does not win pretty basketball games. Louisville wins ugly basketball games, and they will hound Kentucky all over the floor. They will contest every pass, and that's something Kentucky hasn't seen much of. So if Kentucky can handle that, and I think they will, I certainly think Kentucky will win the game. From the psychological standpoint, Louisville has a huge advantage because nobody expected Louisville to be there. They're the side is underdogs, and so they can just relax. They have really nothing to lose and a lot to gain. Whereas Kentucky, there's been so much pressure and talk, and you know, some Kentucky fans have been rehearsing for the championship from the opening day of practice. So there's a lot psychologically. I would rather be on the Louisville side, I think, than on the Kentucky side.
Do you have an opinion on the so-called one-and-done philosophy?
I hate the one-and-done rule that was created by the National Basketball Association when they ruled that that they wouldn't draft any young man until he'd become 19 years old. I think that just has created a situation for universities where it just makes a lot of schools look like they're just basketball factories as opposed to educational institutions. And I think there's a very simple solution to that. I think the NCAA should counter that by going back to the rule that freshmen are ineligible for varsity competition. And I think that would really solve the problems. You'd separate out those who have no interest and absolutely no interest in being at college. And for those that do, they would have to be in college for at least 2 years. So we had that rule. It was that way for many, many years, and it seemed like it worked just fine. And I think we should go back to that, except I doubt that the university presidents have the guts to do that.
Now, let's talk also, while I have you on the phone here, about an effort that you have been spearheading involving the 1972 U.S. basketball team that really basically got cheated out of a gold medal in Munich.
That was in 1972 at Munich, the Olympics that is remembered sadly most of all for the kidnapping and murder of the 13 Israeli athletes by terrorists. That's really when terrorism was introduced to the country. But one of the secondary stories there, and one that has resounded over the years in the basketball world, is the fact that that was the first time that the United States was defeated in an Olympic competition. They lost the gold medal to the then Soviet Union, 51-50. But it was really the worst. It was highway robbery, is what it was. I mean, that was during the height of the Cold War, and the communist bloc countries really wanted to use sports as a way to promote their way of life, and they were just determined that the United States was going to lose that game, and they had the officials stacked on their side. And at any rate, it was such a blatant robbery that the United States team refused to accept the silver medal, and to this day it still has not accepted the silver medal. The captain of that team was Kenny Davis from Georgetown College. And I was talking with Kenny last fall about that, and he told me the team had never had a reunion, had never been all together in one place since they left Munich. And so the light bulb went on, and we started laying plans to have the first reunion for that team this August in Georgetown and Lexington. And the players are very excited about it. They all are still alive. They all are committed to coming in. And it'll give us a chance to after 40 years, to really show, I think, how much we appreciate and respect them for having the courage of their convictions.
Talk a little bit about what goes into planning a 40-year reunion when you're getting people from all corners of the U.S. to come here.
Well, the main thing, first of all, was making sure that they all wanted to come. And when they did, then we just began laying the groundwork in terms of reserving hotels and then lining up sponsors. Kenny Davis, for the past 40 years, has worked for the Converse Shoe Company, and they gave us a very nice donation to get us off the ground. And We're going to have an academic component to this thing, too. On Friday, August the 24th, we're going to devote the whole day to having four seminars at Georgetown College to discuss all the historical, political, sociological, ethical ramifications of that game and the team's decision to not accept the silver medals. And we're hoping to get some really high-quality people in to be on the panels, some national TV people and people from USA Basketball. And I think that's going to be really a fascinating day to hear all these things discussed. And then the next night, on Saturday night, August the 25th, we're going to have a banquet at the Marriott Griffin Gate. And at that time, we're going to present the players with special gold rings, and we're going to have a really top-notch speaker. I can't say who that's going to be right now, but it's going to be a special night, and I think people in Kentucky who love basketball and who love the Olympics and their country will really be find this to be very interesting.
So from the sounds of it, Georgetown College is not going to miss the Bengals one bit.
Well, with the Bengals gone, that's something certainly that that our people can get excited about at Georgetown College and plan about. It's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. These guys have never been together, and they probably will never be together again. And so it really is a special thing. And I think we'll miss – I think college will miss the Bengals. That was a nice association. But those things change, and you know, everybody's going to go on and about their business.
All right, Billy, in the time we have left, I wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about the Conversations program that you and Georgetown College have, and talk about that.
Dr. Bill Krause, the president of Georgetown College, and I found that we were on the same page in being concerned about the lack of character and integrity in the world of sports. I don't have to tell you about all the different scandals we've seen about the contracts that have been broken, about all the bad behavior that is in the newspapers and on TV every single day. And so we decided to found a program at Georgetown called the Academy for Character and Sport, to where we can discuss these issues with young people and show them good role models and people that they can look up to and places where they can go to get good information, to make good decisions about various things they're going to face as they grow into adulthood. And as part of that program, I've been bringing in very, you know, high-quality people from the sports world. And we do it in the John L. Hill Chapel at Georgetown College campus. And for an hour, I just sit on the stage and just have an informal conversation with this person. Channel 27 in Lexington has been taping them for showing on KET. And I've been really blessed. We've been really blessed to get some really top-notch people like Tubby Smith and C.M. Newton and Mary T. Maher and Pat Day and Chris McCarron and Joker Phillips. On April the 11th, we have both Kenny Davis at 4:30 in the afternoon and Tom Jurich, the U of L athletics director, at 7:30. So it's really been a fun thing for me to do. I think it's been good for the kids and the people who see it on TV to just hear the stories about how these people have managed to be successful by doing things the right way.
I guess my final question would be, do you think that Kentucky and Louisville just take it maybe just a little too far with the animosity?
Well, I think the fan bases of Kentucky and Louisville both take it too far. There are a lot of fans who keep it in the right perspective, but unfortunately there also are a lot who don't. And it just becomes, it can really get ugly and vicious and people start dealing in stereotypes. And it's just, I just hate that part of it. Some people, it seems like their whole personality or their sense of self-esteem is wrapped up in how their basketball team does. And yeah, I think it's become just far too important to a lot of people. Really, the players, I think, are fine. Most of the players aren't even from Kentucky. And I think to them, when they get out on the court, it's just another game. But But the fan bases, there is that lunatic fringe, I guess you'd call it, that really just kind of detracts from it just by their ugliness and their vicious comments and lack of civility.
And obviously the national media has seized on that. We've heard a couple of stories on NPR already this week about the passion of both fan bases.
Well, yeah, and I hope that, this should be an opportunity for us to show our state at its best. But unfortunately, I'm afraid that national media is going to find some examples of us showing ourselves at our worst. Here we are. We're a state that really ranks very low nationally in almost every way you can measure education, and yet we're obsessed with the basketball programs that represent these two universities. And there's no question that that's out of whack, but I'm not exactly sure what you can do about that at this point.
I think many a governor has probably looked at that and said, nah, I'm not touching that.
Well, it's just gotten to be, it's just, you're right. It's just people have just gotten so involved and invested in one of these two programs. It's kind of driven me away. I really enjoy now going to games at Western Kentucky, at Bellarmine, at Georgetown, at Transylvania. The competition is very good, but you just don't have all of the bigness of the money and the coaches' salaries and the arenas and the practice facilities and the ticket prices. It's we say that we don't have professional sports in Kentucky, but believe me, when it comes to UK and UofL basketball, that's about as close to professional sports as you can get and still call yourself amateurs.
And the entire U.S. will be tuning in to see how this latest Cats Cards war on the hardwood goes. And we thank you very much for your time today, Billy Reed, former sports columnist for the Louisville Courier-Journal. And I believe you also did a few columns for the Lexington Herald-Leader as well.
Well, I certainly did. Thank you for having me, and I just hope it's a good, well-played game and something that we can all enjoy and be proud of.
Billy Reed, thanks again.